Hello, podcast enthusiasts. It's Jim Jaquetta, co-founder and CTO of Vidovation. Thanks for tuning in. I've got an exclusive treat for you, my wireless experts checklist. Please text the word podcast to 949-755-8881 to grab it and open the door to some engaging conversations. Again, text the word podcast to 949-755-8881. I look forward to chatting with you and sharing valuable production and broadcast insights. Don't forget to hit subscribe or follow to catch all future episodes. Your feedback is gold. Please leave a review and shape the future of this podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jim Jaquetta, co-founder and CTO of Vidovation. I have my good friend Neil Matursky, sales and business manager for AviWest USA. Very happy to have Neil here as a guest. How are you, Neil?
I'm great. I'm great. Staying cool in the summertime in Las Vegas. 113 today, but
113.
Doing really well.
Yeah, we actually had to put the air conditioning on last night in Southern California. It was a balmy 85 degrees, not 113, but I guess it's all relative. So good morning, everyone. We're trying something a little bit new. So we've set up a private text messaging number that only goes to me. It's not something my marketing people are doing. If you text me any of your questions for today's webinar to 949-755-8881, you're sending a private message to me, Jim Jaquetta. And we're trying to encourage a community. You know, any questions you might have, I'm going to periodically, you know, once a month, offer something of value to people that communicate with me. If people have questions, also invitations to webinars like today. So we encourage you to use this new platform. It just text message like you normally would, just to this special number. Of course, also still use the chat function if you prefer to use that in the GoToMeeting. So today, you know, Neil and I were going to talk about, you know, what's changed in at-home production, or maybe even broader, you know, what's changed in everyone's workflow. You know, as a vendor, as a provider, there's less people in the office here at Vidovation. We're I would say 90% of the staff is working from home. We started using Slack to communicate with each other. Neil, I mean, you're in Las Vegas, so you're a little bit far from France. So has your work life changed much in these new times?
Well, for me, it's an interesting perspective because I've worked from home for years, right, remotely. Just the nature of the position that I have. But it's been interesting to see that, you know, as so many more people entered that world, there's certainly been changes. More cameras, more people have their cameras on. But yes, it's interesting. It's driven so many different businesses to do things differently. And obviously, you know, one of the things to talk about today is, you know, so many different, so much of that within, you know, broadcast and live production, you know, as well. And that combined with, hey, you know, the technology is really weak. Hey, can we do this? Yes, we can. You know, it started out when everything first shut down, you know, where there was a lot of, you know, hey, can we do this? What can we do? What can we do? And I really am sure that a lot of the, you know, guys out there, and you know, you know, customers, that it was probably a environment where it, number one, showed what they already had and the capabilities they had, but they didn't always use them that way. And right. I had found that in the past that, you know, they don't know what the head of CNN New York once said to me. It's like, you know, yeah, that you know, you guys have it in place, before we know, you know, you have what we need before we know we need it. And then we go, when we need to go use it, it's there. And I think that this was really, you know, an extreme example of that new world.
Right. You know, it just popped into my head. I've seen Mike Tyson a couple times on TV recently. And I remember one of his sayings was, you could have the best laid out plans, but when you get that first punch in the face, all plans go out the window. So the punch in the face to all of us was COVID and the lockdown. And, you know, our normal way of doing things all went out the window.
And I think one of the things that's really important now is kind of where we're coming out of this now is with a shift of, okay, where do we go from here? You know, we've been able to, we found a lot that works. We found some things that don't work. And we know that new things are coming on the horizon that are going to enable even more. So where do we go from here?
Right. Well, so this slide kind of says it all. Samuel Fleischacker is the encoder product manager at AVIWEST. And most of these slides, if not all of them, were created by him. This kind of says the whole, you know, why, what is AVIWEST and Vitovation promoting? And when COVID struck, when we were all in lockdown, we were very well prepared because we had been promoting the idea of at-home production in REMI for 5 or 6 years. And, you know, we had been doing some fishing tournaments. We had been doing live PD, live rescue, a lot of multi-camera productions that needed frame accurate gen lock. You know, you can't have multi-cameras all out of sync with each other. So
right.
We were doing it.
Not just promoting.
We're already doing it. Yeah. So, you know, this may seem redundant, but, you know, the benefits are, you know, less people. So we don't need as many people on site. Some customers like to shade on site. So they might have a video engineer on site, shade the cameras, and then home run everything. Some of our customers, like the PGA, are shading back at master control. So everyone has a slightly different workflow. And Neil, I mean, you can say we've learned a lot from our customers too. Like, we learned the importance of camera shading in an at-home or REMI production. That, you know, hey, Vitovation, hey, AVIWEST, you need to get this to work. We need to shade a camera through the public internet and cellular, and we'll talk about that today. You know, people are seeing that it saves time, and then, you know, I don't know. Usually all of our customers have some sort of a limit on their budget, right, Neil? So it's all about saving money. If we can save money, it's a no-brainer. So I apologize to any of our friends at Game Creek or NEP, people that own trucks or satellite trucks, but this is just to make a marketing point that I don't think the truck is going to go away. Maybe NEP has a bigger fleet of smaller vehicles, smaller trucks. Maybe the trucks are in a central location. So the at-home production, because there's limited studio space. So the truck stays in Kansas, et cetera. But you get the idea that with bonded cellular at-home production using cellular or the public internet, we can minimize some of the personnel load, the cost of the equipment, cost of trucks. And we're really getting close to the reliability of satellite and fiber. So here's some of the customers we've been working with, NBC Sports, Golf Channel, the PGA. We've been also working with a couple of different Bassmasters, Major League Fishing. We're currently doing three fishing tournaments, and believe it or not, fishing has very unique challenges. The cellular providers don't put towers around lakes. They put towers around where people live. So a lot of these lakes are in rural areas, and AVIWEST technology has stepped up to the challenge and has worked really well. So one of the first events we did during the lockdown was the first live sporting event in the U.S. Post lockdowns back in May of 2020. Seems like such a long time ago. was with the PGA. So they had a restriction where they could only have 50 people on the course. The local health authorities came up with that. So that included camera operators, personnel, officiants, as well as the players. And, you know, was the event was done at the Seminole Golf Club. Here's another silver lining, you know, the switch level three, multiple telecom providers probably have a connection at Pebble Beach, right? Neil, you'd know more about this than me. But the Seminole Golf Club is a private club. There's probably not a fiber connection in there. So we were, the PGA was able to do an event behind the scenes at a very nice, prestigious private location or alternate locations where they wouldn't traditionally be able to shoot. And Bonded Cellular helped facilitate that. Then one of the on-air talent, you know, was in his home in Michigan. So they used Bonded Cellular for him to add color to the event. And granted, you know, if we were doing the show over fiber, the latency would be practically zero. If you're going through public internet or bonded cellular, you know, there might be a second of latency. But, you know, most of the on-air talent or even some of our newer customers, we have on-air talent at QVC that's used to the 1 second latency. After they've done it for a few times, they get used to it, you know, pausing when they speak. Not to step on each other's toes. So here's the setup out on the course. They had two cameras in the tee box, two cameras on the fairway, two on the green. They had a couple of POV shots, beauty shots. They used the flagship Aviwest Pro 380 with eight cellular modems for the primary video shots. But for the beauty shots, the cellular reception was good enough where they used the Aviwest Pro 320, I'm sorry, the Air 320 with only two cellular modems, and they could get beautiful beauty shots. For this event, they had a shot of the clubhouse and a shot of the beach, the dunes by the beach. So that was part of the show. And then Neil and I, we learned the importance of having analog inputs. You know, Aviwest has always had analog audio inputs on all of their field encoders. And, you know, there's usually, for every video, there might be four or eight audios to go with every video. And, you know, any of you audio engineers out there, this is old news to you, that there's a lot of microphones, a lot of audio. And the PGA used the two modem device, the Air 320, for a lot of the background microphones, microphones on the talent, microphones on the players, microphones on the commentators that were walking the course with the players, parabolic microphones catching the action. And you can imagine, you know, the PGA will have about a dozen cameras live simultaneously on the course, dozens upon dozens of microphones all open simultaneously. And with Aviwest SST technology, Safe Streams Transport, they're able to keep everything in perfect lip sync, keep all the cameras in gen lock. If any of these microphones were a little bit out of time, you it would drive the audio engineer crazy and it would make for a horrible show. You know, you'd hear the swoosh of the golf swing, you know, you're like whoosh, whoosh. You'd hear the crack of the ball strike, you know, multiple times. It wouldn't make for a very a good production. And one thing the PGA noticed is the traditional way they would do an event like this, they would have microwave camera links connected to a truck in the parking lot. And most of the microwave stuff that's out there uses H.264. All this Aviwest tech is using HEVC. So the picture in most cases looked better than what they were used to. They're like, why does the picture look so much better? We've saved a ton of money. We saved on personnel. We saved on travel. And the pictures look better. So it's been a real win-win for the PGA and others. Here's a little background on the product. So they used eight of the Pro 380. So there are eight cameras on that event. nine AIRs. There were some cameras connected to AIRs and microphones, as I mentioned. Here's a little overview of the product line. So Neil and I are planning more webinars. We'll post the schedule. You know, at the close, I have a slide that will show some of the topics we want to discuss. If you have any questions or topic suggestions, please text me at 949-755-8881. But you can see here at the top, the flagship, the Pro 380, it's got 8 cellular modems. It does 3G and 4G LTE. Then the Pro 360 5G, which will be launching soon, does 3G, 4G, and 5G. It has 6 modems. We couldn't fit 8 modems into the packaging. I guess the 5G modems are a little bigger. And then we have the Pro 340. We don't really sell the 340 in the US. Maybe now that we have 3 cellular carriers instead of 4, maybe the 340 might make sense. And then we have the smaller unit, the belt mount, the smaller compact, the Air series, and that's available in 3G, 4G, and 5G. And it's available, the 200 series is H.264, and the 300 series is HEVC. So if you have a little bit more of a budget conscious show, you could go with the Air 200 or the 220 to save a little bit on the cost. But if you want that really great HEVC AVIWEST quality, go with the 300 or 320 Air units. Safe Streams Transport, I touched on that. So people ask, I'm sure you get the same question, Neil, is like, you know, what is the one thing that makes AVIWEST different? And I think the heart of it is this SST, right? Isn't that the case, Neil?
I would say yes, that, you know, it's the SST is what gives us the level of performance, which is what really, I think, sets us apart. Traditionally in this market with bonded cellular, you know, it's been, yeah, everybody does the same thing. They're all pretty close. And that's true. That's true to a certain level. And, combining the highest efficiency and best looking in coding and tying that with the management of the links and having it all interactive, basically at the end SST it gives the outputs the best looking video over the least bandwidth, even when there's not much available. A number of our customers that use it in challenging environments, have said, I know 2 separate people told me this, that I've been able to transmit live when I was not able to text. And right. And the cameraman wasn't able to text either, and we were on different carriers.
Right.
And that's really where it all comes together. And it's the magic juice. We all have our magic juice. And it's just extremely efficient magic juice.
Right? Well, I think some of the folks joining us today have been listening to some of my panel discussions on Sports Video Group. And on the SVG panel I was on last month, Del Parks asked an interesting question. He asked Ken and the panel, do you see long-standing relationships with vendors being disrupted? And I say absolutely yes. And but one of our challenges is getting people to try AVIWEST. That, you know, it's human nature. You like a certain brand of car or a certain brand of coffee. Getting someone to try something new, we're creatures of habit. And maybe you like the sales rep from vendor A, and getting them to switch. Neil and I are very likable. The Vidovation team is very likable. But we really encourage you to try AVIWEST. And the customers that do, they really see the difference. And they're able to get shots that they can't get with other solutions that are out there. So we really encourage you to reach out and give it a shot. And we promise you won't be disappointed. So here's some closer up shots of the unit. So traditionally bonded cellular has usually been in a backpack. People say they could even refer to it as the backpack. Where's the cellular backpack? Avi West was the first to put a cellular field encoder on a camera. They didn't invent the idea. I think they took a page from the microwave market. You know, microwave camera transmitters, they've been doing that for, you know, 20, 25 years, right? Neil, they put the microwave transmitter between the battery and the camera. Avi West was the first to do that.
Yeah, and I think it's different. You know, deployments, a lot of it has been, you know, news-based deployments, which, you know, it's a different world. They're not used to having the microwave, you know, on the camera. But from a production environment, so, you know, looking at it from a production environment makes total sense. It's, you know, what people have been doing. They've been using microwave. They don't want to carry a backpack. They will. And that's the thing is, you know, there's multiple options. But we give the additional option of the really clean one of having it right on the back of the camera.
But like the PGA is using larger cameras. They love the idea. Everything is wired in. They got their wireless mics logged because the analog inputs on the Avi West. They got the microphones wired into the rig. So the camera, the Avi West, and the battery come out of a Porter-Brace bag. Boom, they're transmitting within 60 seconds. They don't need to connect anything up. But then like live PD or small other productions, they're not using a large camera. They're using a much smaller camera. Live PD, they didn't want a backpack on their back because they're sitting in a vehicle and jumping in and out of police cars. They actually wear the unit on their belly. They made a pouch for the Avi West on the front of their bulletproof vest. So they got a battery and the unit shoved on their belly. So it's in front of them. So they don't get caught up on the door jam of the car. So like you said, like Neil said, that every application is different. And then over on the right, we have the Air, which is even smaller. You can see there's a photo of a customer that likes putting the Air on an accessory shoe on top of the camera. You could even put it on a DSLR, or there is a little sling that you can sling it over your shoulder or a belt clip. And you want to wear it on your belt.
And you know, I think that a big part, you know, of the story here is that, you know, we can facilitate pretty much every type of form factor, from small to light, HDMI, SDI, backpack, this, that. But it's all with the same consistent performance specs, same specification, same functionality, same performance. It's, you know, just how it's packaged.
Right. Yeah, and on this slide, you can see the Field the Crew reporter in Times Square. She's got a wireless earbud in her ear, listening to program feed and directions from the studio. Her microphone is wireless. That's tied into the camera. The camera operator is on comms, hearing instructions, hearing the program audio. So it's a cohesive system. A lot of systems, the intercom is lacking. So it's a really nice setup. I touched on this earlier too. We learned the importance of analog audio inputs. So I mentioned, you know, microphones on the golf course. I didn't know much about Toptrace. You know, that graphic that follows the golf ball as it goes through the air. I had no idea till we started working closely with the PGA. That the Toptrace telemetry goes through an audio channel. I had no idea. So, you know, PGA is like, we need a bunch of audio adapter cables. Oh, okay, for audio microphone. No, for the Toptrace as well. So they're able to put that telemetry through the bonded cellular, which was a big, big win-win. And you can see the system has mini XLRs on it to save space. And we have these optional breakouts to full size.
Converse to that, though, one of the interesting things that's really coming up is, you know, on the slide it talks about hotspot is, and one of the things that I really see evolving and being rolled out is, you know, the use of IP audio applications. Now that audio guy, yes, he may have several analog, but then he also has an app for comms or an app that's streaming audio for, you know, another purpose. And, and that's all facilitated. So, right. So, you know, I find that interesting that, yes, the importance and the power of the analog audio channels, but overall being able to facilitate, pretty much what we see coming and trying to stay on top of, some of the surprises of, oh, we didn't realize that, that it was going to be Dante and not AES-67, that sort of thing.
Right.
New world, right?
Well, you bring up a good point. So a lot of so I showed you the slide of the reporter and the camera operator, but in a PGA production or like live PD or reality or these fishing tournaments, there could be a line producer nearby. But they might not be next to the camera. So how do they tie into comms? Well, you could hook them up with their own Avi West encoder. We'd love to sell more encoders, but giving them an encoder just for comms may not be practical. So some of our customers, so some of the support staff, a field technician, a line producer, a field producer, will integrate with Unity Intercom. But the problem with Unity, that you use your cell phone for it, but there's a single cellular connection in here. So the cell phone, if it's near one of the Avi West units, can jump onto a bonded cellular Wi-Fi connection or hotspot connection. So now you have redundant connection on your intercom. So if you're in a T-Mobile dead spot and the line producer has a T-Mobile phone, not to pick on T-Mobile, but just in this example, the Wi-Fi connection to the Avi West unit nearby will allow him or her to stay connected with comms, and this data bridge, data pipe, and hotspot capability has been very important for that kind of stuff. Or for some customers were using Zoom as the back channel, but now we have the return video, so we don't need to have Zoom, but there could be other needs for Zoom or an internet connection on site, and this data bridge capabilities facilitates that. So another production we did, we've done several events with Turner Sports. We've done the Ryder Cup. We've done some soccer tournaments. Workflow was a little different. They chose to shade cameras on site. So they had 16 cameras on site, so 16 ISO feeds from a smaller vehicle. They had a video engineer shading those 16 cameras on site. Then they were sending the ISO feeds back to Atlanta and then switched the show live in Atlanta. So every workflow was slightly different. And Turner went with the rack mount version of the Avi West technology. So they went with the HE4000, it's a four channel device. Avi West has a Pro 4 and a Rack 4 series coming out, which will do one UHD 4K or four HDs, either portable, backpack or camera mounted or rack mountable. Rack 4, ergo, it's a rack mounted version, right, Neil? So this was an interesting event. And again, the PGA was really amazed at the video quality. Our customers are learning not all HEVC codecs are the same, that the Avi West chipset, the Avi West codec and the SST combined gives you reliability, but amazing looking pictures and very efficient. It doesn't require a lot of, if we had a 100 meg stream, oh sure, it's easy to do a great picture at 100 meg, but pictures at 2, 3, 5 megabits per second look amazing with Avi West HEVC codec. Then we touched on some of these live reality shows. So we're hoping live PD comes back. The police departments are not appreciated people right now at the moment. Unfortunately, a few bad apples in the community are tainting the good officers that are out there. So we're hoping the live PD show comes back, but we're doing fishing tournaments. They brought back live rescue with the rescue and firefighters. But it's a very challenging environment, and the SST helped facilitate, made it. I like to say Abby West made shows like Live PD possible, have made these fishing tournaments live possible. You can't put a satellite truck on the back of a bass boat. You can't have a satellite truck following a police car while maintaining lock on a satellite. I mean, you know, it's that wouldn't be practical. So you know, customers come to Neil and I and the Vidovation and the Abby West teams every day with new crazy ideas. Hey, I got this idea for a crazy show in the middle of nowhere. Well, as long as there's cellular nearby, we can make the show happen. So again, you know, you can see the importance of having, you know, frame accurate gen lock, keeping that lip sync. You know, with Live PD, when there's a major event, you know, several police cars can converge. There could be anywhere from 4 to 8 cameras in close proximity, dozens of microphones in close proximity. So you can see lower left, this camera operator, he preferred wearing the backpack kind of backwards. He's got it over his shoulder, wearing it on his belly, so he can get in and out of a police vehicle. You see the guy top right, he's got the bulletproof vest. I think he's got the Abby West in the pocket on the front of his bulletproof vest. And you can see they're using much smaller cameras, so there was no way to mount the Abby West on the camera. This is the full-size pro unit in there with the 8 cellular modems. The show wouldn't have been possible without Abby West technology. And the producers of Live PD, Big Fish Entertainment, their management was brilliant. They said, what is a live reality show very much like? They said, it's like sports. So they hired, I think it's Johnny Gonzalez, his ex-NBC director, their TD is an a sports guy, all their producers are ex-sports people. Larry Barbatsoulis, I think he was with CBS Sports for years. Sorry, Larry, if it wasn't CBS, but they brought all these sports professionals in, and basically the whole show is pushed from an EVS replay system. So they dump all the live video into an EVS. You can see here, top left, line producers are watching the content as it comes in live and putting metadata, you know, G if there's a gun, D if there's drugs in the scene. Yeah, so everything is coded. Then another producer, an executive producer, then is taking another pass at it, looking at the metadata and finding segments and clips, and then they play it back live in front of the director, and the director goes, so they'll be like, okay, Johnny, we got a package for you out of Tulsa, 3, 2, 1, rolling, and now the 4 or 5 cameras are being played back in front of the director and the TD, and they go, take one, take two, and they're directing it like it's live, but it's already a few minutes old. So very ingenious, the workflow that they came up with to do a show like this. So we learn a lot from our customers. You know, we provide the tech to facilitate the transmission, but they're the real geniuses. So this slide just kind of shows you, I think Neil and I touched on this a little bit. The Pro 3 can do 264 and HEVC. StreamHub has the ability to transcode. So why would we need 264? Well, some of the competing systems, you have to transmit at 264 because their receiver can't transcode. And why is that a problem? If you go into Facebook or YouTube, most of the social media platforms still don't support HEVC yet. So you have to give them 264, or they'll take 264, but they won't want variable bitrate 264. You know, so Facebook, I don't remember the exact parameters, but you know, Facebook might want a constant bitrate 264, ideally 4 megabits per second. So we would transmit HEVC to master control, transcode to the format that Facebook wants, then I have a second transcode engine with the parameters for YouTube, and so on and so forth. I think we can have up to 8 or 16 transcode instances, right, Neil?
It depends on the power of the StreamHub transceiver. But yes, to your point, it's it's not a receiver, it's a transceiver, and we can accept, you know, pretty much, you know, not just our own IP transmissions of different, you know, codecs. We can accept others as well, SRT, right. and we can distribute to any, you know, via the, you know, via transcode, because there are times where, you know, you have to, especially, you know, some of the online distribution points are very persnickety about what they want to see. And right. You know, variable bit rate is usually what you use for acquisition, and, you know, more and more, you know, CBR is what we need, right. to deliver.
Yeah, I mean, I help, I would never pretend to be a production professional. I dabble. So I've done some video engineering work at Saddleback Church here in before COVID. The in-house production was shut down at Saddleback. So they went all online, went virtual. We helped them facilitate some of the virtual stuff at Saddleback. Then I started volunteering at a drive-in church. So people stayed in their cars, and we broadcast in a parking lot in Newport Beach. And we transmit to Facebook, and Facebook can be finicky. If you send it 5 megabits instead of the recommended 4, it'll hiccup. It'll fight back. It won't like it. It'll drop out. Or the resolution, you know, Facebook might want 720p, and then, but YouTube wants 1080i, and you can set all these parameters in the encoder. So it's a piece of cake. You know, what do they say? I'm not only promoting Avi West, I'm an Avi West user. You know, I use the tech.
And one of the things, though, is, you know, you talking a lot about, you know, YouTube, but more and more, you know, I think it's going to be about, you know, broadcast level distribution and contribution, you know, to multiple MSOs. Different people, again, you know, want, you know, DirecTV wants it one way and Comcast wants it another way. And, you know, and it facilitates all of that. So you can easily right. create your transcode and distribute, you know, the multiple formats from the multiple formats.
Yeah. And to that point, I mean, we have a slide coming up on it, but as you mentioned it, Neil, that the stream hub, Avi West came up with the word hub because it's not just a decoder, it's not just a receiver. So it's a receiver, it's a decoder, it's a transcoder, it's an encoder, it's allowing return video, it's managing the comms, the communications. It takes RTM, it takes generic IP inputs. There's SRT ins and outs. So it's really a very a robust platform, very stable platform. And one of the webinars we're going to do in the coming weeks will be on the latest firmware version 3.5 of the stream hub. There's a lot of new features. So Neil, I mean, you want to speak to this slide? It kind of shows the functionalities of the Pro. I mean,
this is the basic, Pro in the this, air. You know, yeah. I mean, the basic overall. You know, we can, you know, live record, file, you know, forward files. We can now, you know, simultaneously live and remote control via the data bridge, hot folders, mission centric. There's a lot of different things, you know, that we can do that fit, you know, a lot of different workflows.
Well, and then also don't forget the video return, and then the auto live has been very helpful. So Neil and I and both of our teams have found, we, you know, with at home production, Remy production, or you got an analyst working from home, you know, because of COVID or just travel restrictions or just costs, they don't have the resources to send the tech to the on-air talent's home or the weather person's home doing the nightly news to set up a camera, set up a bonded cellular. A lot of non-technical people have had to set this stuff up themselves. They get a shipment from Master Control with a camera, a tripod, and the bonded cellular, and they have to set this all up themselves. So this auto live feature I love. So there's a little hidden switch on the Pro 3 where you can turn the auto live on, and as soon as the unit is turned on or plugged in, or you put a battery on it, it wakes up, connects to the towers, and it goes live. So the talent is, as long as they can plug the darn thing in or put the battery on it, they don't have to touch any of the buttons. It just goes live. So that has been great. And then the data bridge gets established. The live video gets established. You just have to put the camera on the tripod, frame the shot, or if it's a PTZ camera, we've had some customers, they'll build a whole kit in a Pelican case. You take the lid off the Pelican case, there's a PTZ camera there, the AVIWEST bonded cellular is bolted in there. They plug that in, the camera comes alive, the bonded cellular comes alive, and a video engineer in master control frames the shot with the PTZ camera and shades the shot. So customers are doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So different types of architecture, and you know, we can't cover them all, but you know, some customers are doing all the production back at home. So it's a full REMI, full at home. Some are switching on site. So they might have a small production truck. They might have a TriCaster or a Ross Carbonite in their vehicle or their trailer, switch the show in the truck, and they send the program output to the internet or to master control, or a hybrid of both. Like Turner Sports, they shaded the cameras locally, but switched the show back at master control. So the configurations are really up to you. Then here on the right, the remote controlling of the cameras, you know, we see more and more usage of PTZ cameras. You don't even have to have camera operators on site. We're controlling the cameras remotely. Maybe you have camera operators, but you don't want the camera operators worrying about shading. So that's being done remotely. The configurations are limitless. And again, it comes down to, you know, what makes this all possible. It's that SST, that Safe Streams Transport. Did a webinar back in 2020, I believe, Samuel Fleischacker and I did one on SST. But so what is it? It's bonding, it's aggregating all the connections. So like the flagship Pro 380, you have 8 cellular modems, but you also have 2 LAN connections and Wi-Fi. You actually have up to 11 connections. So it aggregates all those connections together, you know, all those small pipes into one bigger pipe. It's doing ARQ packet retransmission. It's doing a forward error correction, data balancing, you know, with the bonding of the connections together. And then you can even prioritize. So if you have 2 LAN connections that are lower cost or maybe free, 2 internet connections, you can set those to high priority and then set the cellular to low priority. We don't recommend you turn it off because if the LAN connection takes a hit, you won't have time to turn it back on. So you set the cellular to low, so it's connected, it's on standby, it's using a little bit of data. Then if the LAN, we'll do this test with customers. I'll say, unplug the LAN or unplug both LANs, and the unit won't even drop any packets. You'll see the cellular slowly pick up the bandwidth that the LAN connection dropped. It really works amazingly well. This is just another slide, you know, showing the topology. This is an interesting schematic. So it kind of shows you the signal flow or the interconnections. So the data bridge function opens up an interconnection between the field and master control. You can even have assets in the field on the same subnet as assets in the studio. So a PTZ camera, as far as your video controller is concerned, or your CCU or your PTZ controller is concerned in the studio, the camera looks like it's local. But one of the things we learned, Neil and I and the team has learned, is that some camera controllers, some shading devices, some PTZ systems don't like any latency. You know, they're meant to be on the same network with 2, 3, 5 milliseconds, 10 milliseconds of latency. You can see in good conditions or typical conditions, the round trip latency on cellular is usually 40 to 60 milliseconds. So some controllers time out, that's too long for them. So we've partnered with a provider, CyanView, and they have different devices. They make a nice RCP. They make these RIO and CIO. They're like the size of a pack of cigarettes, a little tiny device that goes on the camera that smooths out the latency. What it does is the little device actually emulates the CCU and it's close to the camera. So if there is latency, the camera doesn't time out. So it's a very nice companion. The PGA has been using this tech and it really helps do shading and camera control, PTZ control over an unmanaged connection like the public internet and cellular. Can even do tally through the device. So we encourage you to reach out about that. You know, we Bitovation and the CyanView and Avi West teams, we can integrate all this technology together for you. This just shows you, you know, there's this little cloud icon that comes on with little arrows showing that you have the data bridge or the hotspot connection active. Some customers need a bigger pipe for the data connection. So primarily when you're running, say, a Pro 380, your primary function is live video. So if you're live video, it won't take the whole pipe away, but most of the pipe will go to live video, and then Avi West guarantees at least 500K for camera control or comms. But if you're a customer that wants to, needs more bandwidth, quite often they'll have one 380 just for the data bridge and a hotspot connection, and then other units for the live cameras if you need a more continuous stream. But you can use the two together, have the live video with the data bridge. So you just here's another picture. CyanView not only helps shade cameras, but it can help with PTZ. And then not all PTZ cameras are sensitive to latency. So like this Bird Dog PTZ camera, we don't need to have the CyanView RIO there to help facilitate. The RIO will convert from serial to IP, but also helps to smooth out the latency issues. So, let us know what kind of cameras you're using. Tell us about your workflow. You know, text us at 949-755-8881 with any of your questions. We'd love to learn more about your workflow, learn about some of your challenges, and hopefully we can help you solve some of those challenges. Oh, what did I do? I killed the presentation. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. What did I do? What did I do, Neil?
Oh, no, I don't have a technical difficulty slide.
I blacked out. Okay, wait. All right.
So, there we are. There we are. You're back. You're back.
Whew. Let me see. Did I skip any slides? No, we're back. I guess there's a fade to black button. I didn't know. I may hit the B button, fade to black. So Avi West, you know, one of the things we have a fairly deep customer base here in the U.S., but Avi West has been around for what, 12 years now, 12 years. They have a very strong customer base. They are the leader in Europe. There's, 100, 200 customers globally, many European customers, Asia, Latin America. Neil came on board in, what was it, October? So Neil's the managing director here in the US. Neil helped add to Avi West support team, to add to the infrastructure here in the US. Neil and the Avi West team have been working very, very closely with Bitovation. We kind of operate as one company, at least here in the U.S., work very closely together. So I mentioned, some of our bigger clients don't like us mentioning their names, so we can only mention, some of our customers. But We're doing a lot of these fishing tournaments, and you know, they've tried other technology. It just doesn't work in the middle of the lake. And the Abbey West Tech is able to get those shots. We're doing Bassmasters, Major League Fishing, PGA, Ryder Cup, a lot of live reality shows. We're going to do another webinar on this. This is more for news, right, Neil? The mission-centric workflow. You know, my understanding of it is, you know, it'd be great for a freelance photographer. So he arrives in Detroit and he's like, what am I shooting here today? Where am I going? You know, it'll appear here. Okay, the cycling race will appear, or the election coverage. He'll see his missions, the package he's supposed to capture that day. And then when the video feeds come into Master Control or into the news bureau, the metadata is there. I say, what is this video clip for? Oh, this is the bicycle race. Oh, this is the election coverage, right? I mean, you would know more about this than I would, you know, coming from CNN and news, Neil. Maybe you could speak to that a little more.
Yeah, we kind of jumped, you know, I guess kind of jumped a little bit there from wrapping up the Remy production to,
yeah,
you know, other things that we do and what's, you know, what's coming out. But yeah, actually, you know, as you said, you know, in Europe, in the U.S., clearly, you know, we did not take advantage of and jump on the news market where, seven, eight, 9 years ago as it rolled up. And our focus has been in high-end production and even low-end production, you know, with Mojo apps and, you know, we run, yeah, the gap, right? You know, but, you know, in Europe, we're number one in news for a long time. And yeah, what this allows, this actually, you know, allows news organizations on a daily basis to really add a level of efficiency to the workflow. So when they're having the morning meetings and, you know, they are assigning resources and assigning stories. And once that's created, you know, when the producer creates it in their newsroom system, that story is assigned to the asset. So the field, not just the field photographer who's going, but his encoder unit, his field unit, you know, is assigned to that story. So when he fires up, he can select the mission, the story, and everything he shoots, metadata is already ingested. Everything he or she shoots is created with that metadata and then forwarded back into the system. And we can even do things like rename that file as it's coming back in, so that it's then repository, that it ends up, so it starts in the newsroom production system and it ends in the newsroom production system ready for them to air it. An extremely powerful thing. And, you know, one of the things that I'm hoping that we can get, you know, news customers, at least some key news users and customers in the U.S. to recognize.
Yeah, you know, and we'd like to get feedback too. Like, you know, if a major news bureau is working with a certain brand of automation, you know, we'd like to have a conversation about it. Maybe we can add your preferred vendor of choice to the roadmap and cover that. I think today we Dalet, I think, is a French company. It's very popular in Europe, so it makes sense that Abbey West integrates with that. So I'm sure a lot of the European news bureaus are using that. We're working with EVS, I believe, as well as others are in the pipeline, right?
Well, the interface, the interface from and to most of the common, like a Bit Central, you know, even some Ross products are pretty straightforward and relatively simple. But yes, we actually have with Dalet, we actually have a integrated with their digital asset management, you know, directly, but to facilitate the workflows, regardless of the system, is an easy thing to do.
And I should mention too, you know, Ronan and Samuel probably could speak more to this. Ronan, the CTO, Samuel, the product manager, everything has a very sophisticated API. So you know, some customers, have programmers on staff, and they can integrate with any system, any workflow systems that they have, or you can hire Abbey West professional services to help with some of that integration. So a lot of that is customization is available today. So this slide, you know, what I like about this slide the most is it shows the little priority graph there. So you see here on the Ethernet, Wi-Fi, we have those set to high priority, and some of the cellular connections are set to low. It's there's only two settings, high or low. You know, I think that's a great visual. So you could set your cellular connections to a lower latency. And then everything in the AVIWEST ecosystem has the same buttons, you know. So whether you're in the StreamHub remote controlling an asset in the field, you know, the play button, the record button are all the same. The buttons, the soft buttons on the unit when you're in the field are exactly the same, right? There's consistency in the user interface across all assets, across all platforms. This slide, I guess, is a little redundant. It talks about the SST again. We kind of covered that. But, you know, maybe the takeaway from this slide is, you know, they think we call the category bonded cellular. I think Tom Butts at TV Tech coined the phrase a while back when I was on a panel with him years ago. It's really bonded IP. And what do we mean by that? Cellular is one of them. Internet could be another. Some customers, they bond cellular IP and satellite all together, you know, bond all the above. You know, so it's not only a bonded cellular, it's a bonded IP capability, and many of our customers use it that way. Oh, so this slide shows the automatic live feature I mentioned to. I kind of verbally told you this. So you either press the power button, plug the unit in, or add a battery, and then boom, 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 within seconds you're transmitting live, which is great. I really love that feature. And again, you know, with low-tech operators, it's very important. You know, so here's another slide showing that, you know, so maybe your primary feed is the satellite, and then the cellular is backup. So you got high priority, low priority. However you want to use it is up to you. Return video is really cool. That you can have multiple return videos. So maybe one crew needs to see the program feed. Another crew wants to see an ISO feed of their own shot. They just want to see, you know, confidence. Is my shot reaching master control? I'd like to see my shot. Or there might be two feeds. One is program, and then I should mention, we keep forgetting, Neil, the multi-viewer function. You could have a multi-viewer feed on a second return feed. I guess you could have virtually an unlimited number of return feeds, are probably limited to 16, probably, right? Because you have 16 inputs. But right, Neil, I think QVC was doing a multi-view return of all the camera feeds and then a second feed with program. So they had confidence they could see all the cameras were reaching master control. And then they had the program feed for to help cue the talent, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different, you know, ways to apply it with the, you know, any input can be used as a return source, you know, to feed it. So you could, you know, have multiple return inputs or you know, just utilize the incoming sources themselves. Multi-viewer outputs can be used. And there's a lot of flexibility. People have deployed it everywhere from, you know, obviously, you know, high-end productions to things like, you know, using return to feed large screens for events, and a lot of things, you know, that I think both me and you found real interesting was for remote directing of high-end, you know, film and you know, scripted productions as well, you know, and that was part of the new COVID world, right? You know, it was like, you know, effectively we remote the video assist monitor from the site to the director sitting at home. So yeah, a lot of flexibility, yeah. And it's, you know, feeds into, it's part of the, you know, the StreamHub ecosystem. You know, to me, where we are and where we're going is more of, you know, the center of an IP ecosystem, and this is one of the examples of how that can, you know, be applied and utilized using, you know, any of the inputs to any of the outputs for return. One of the big differences too that has actually enabled us to do things like feed large screens you know, high resolution large screens at, you know, high quality events, a concert, is that the return feed is, it's not scaled down, it's a full res HD.
Right.
Return feed. And that's one of the differentiators is what, you know.
Full frame rate, full bandwidth.
Right.
You touched on it, Neil, too. Like, so one of the potential problems with REMI or at home production. So you go to a sporting venue and, you know, Game Creek or NAP will come in to do the production for NBC. So they set up their cameras on sticks in the venue. Then there's the in-house production, set up cameras right next to the broadcast cameras for the in-house replay and color. You know, during commercial timeouts, they got to produce a show, keep the crowd engaged. Well, if there is no in-house crew or in-house production, so take like high school football. We've done some projects for high school football with some major broadcasters. You know, in the South, Friday Night Lights football on Friday nights is more important than the NFL, depending upon where you live, right? So if the truck was on site, when the truck was on site, the replay feed for the fans in the stadium came from the truck. Now the truck is gone. We're producing the show in another location, hundreds of miles away, thousands of miles away. How do we put replay up on the screen in the venue? The return video is used for that. So that's proven very important. Over here on the right, you know, we show a rack, two rack, AVIWEST rack 200s feeding the return feed. Many of our customers who already have an IP feed or already have the program feed in IP format can go to an AVIWEST input on the Stream Hub as either SRT, RTMP, HLS, whatever format they might have, and use that as the return. And you don't need you don't have to have an encoder, an AVIWEST encoder to do that. So So Neil mentioned the remote directing. So, you know, so these are productions that are not live. So they'll be shooting with cinema cameras. They'll have an AVIWEST Pro on the camera. So for video assist, so while they're filming, the live video comes to a Stream Hub. The director can look at each camera or a multi-view of each camera from home. And then if the director needs to speak to one of the directors, because they're not there, they need to give some notes, they'll actually have the AVIWEST Mojo Pro app on a phone and you know, hand the phone to the talent and say, hey, you know, the director, hey, John, you know, I love your performance, but that's not really what I'm looking for. So you can have this two-way conversation all within the AVIWEST ecosystem, and the director is sitting in his living room in Malibu while he's directing a feature movie or a production in New Zealand. So again, it comes back to our customers teaching us, you know, they'll come to Neil and I and the Vidovation team, the AVIWEST team, hey, how could I use this tech to do the remote directing? And it's pretty amazing. So you can see here that Neil kind of touched on this earlier. Maybe I'm not going live with video directly on the Pro or the Air, but I'm doing something with my phone. I'm streaming with Zoom. I need to connect a computer. Maybe I got Zoom or some other video platform. I don't want to go live with the AVIWEST stream. I just need a solid internet connection, or I need to connect to my master control. So either a wired Ethernet connection or Wi-Fi or both, you get a connection out in the field. And many customers are doing this. Here, this is an interesting slide. So it kind of shows an overview of the ecosystem. So it shows, you know, on the left are all the types of inputs. So it could be field encoders. It could be something coming from the cloud, vMix, Grass Valley Amp. We have SRT listed here. We should also add NDI, right? We're doing NDI ins and outs. You know, we'll talk about that on an upcoming webinar, right? NDI inputs and outputs. We have many of our customers, they're integrating a TriCluster or a NewTek three-play instant replay using the NDI hooks instead of SDI or using NDI cameras, et cetera, to bring them in and out of the AVIWEST ecosystem. So the Stream Hub can either be physically in your master control with SDI outputs. We haven't figured out a way to do SDI inputs yet in the cloud, right? Neil, I'm joking, of course. But for a cloud-based Stream Hub, you can have, I think, upwards of 16 or more IP ins and outs of a Stream Hub instance. And then if you do hit a limitation, you can cascade virtually an infinite number of Stream Hubs together to go from one to hundreds of locations if need be, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so you know, we encourage you to, you know, let us know your workflow. You know, if you're on AWS or Azure or whatever cloud management, whatever cloud provider you're working with, as long as you can spin up a Linux-based instance, we can help you spin up a virtual Stream Hub instance in the cloud. This slide is a little dated, but you know, we're doing SRT ins and out, RTSP, transport over IP, RTMP, HLS. NDI has been shipping for a while now. WebRTC, I think, is that out yet or is that coming?
We have an application soon to be announced and rolled out that will expand our capability, you know, to emulate encoders and create acquisition points using WebRTC. I know that sounds like a, you know, marketing, complicated engineering, technical way to describe it, but really neat stuff. And really the story, just again, I mean, I could sum up five of these last slides by kind of saying that, again, you know, we've got an IP-based infrastructure with, you know, extremely reliable and powerful acquisition via bonded cellular and SRT, and open for, you know, to be able to acquire and soon to create, because SRT from our encoders is, you know, coming soon as well. So an interoperable ecosystem that we can acquire IP formats and distribute to IP formats, effectively routing, distributing, transcoding, you know, all in a easy to deploy, really rugged, robust ecosystem. You know, so multiple inputs, multiple outputs. 2110 is out there a little ways. 2110 for, you know, ingest, I don't know if that's, you know, ever really going to be a need. But yes, and continuing forward, you know, with, you know, what other IP audio formats, having them available, ingest out, and, you know, internally, you know, whether we use them for comms, for, you know, for program feeds, for, you know, and then routing, shifting the audio channels, all of that in a, you know, cohesive IP infrastructure.
Absolutely. I see here, I got a typo. I spelled SMPTE wrong. So SMPTE 2110, that support, it's on the roadmap. I think we can give you more specific dates on things that are on the roadmap in an upcoming webinar Neil and I are gonna do. Yeah, this is a little redundant, you know, it's just showing, you know, PTZ cameras. This is interesting, you know, Neil mentioned this a couple of times that, you know, we're not just a streaming video company, you know, or bonded cellular. You know, you can go live, you can move files, you can do PTZ cameras, you can use other streaming services, intercom, the SST combined with live video, combined with the data bridge can facilitate all of this. You know, one of the things we, Rick, Neil, and I, and our, you know, our sales teams at Vitovation and AVIWEST, you know, who are some of AVIWEST's customers? Yes, the majority of these names you see here are in Europe or in Asia or Latin America. We're growing in the U.S., but I'm not going to, Neil and I are not going to bore you and read these to you, but there's quite a, you know, there's 100, 200 names here, people using the Pro, people using the Air, people using the Mojo Pro app, who's who, and you know, I'm sure we've missed quite a few of our customers. If we've missed naming you, we apologize. So it's AVIWEST has been very busy. There's a lot of, if you haven't looked at AVIWEST recently, please reach out. There's been a lot of new developments. I would say, you know, 80 or 90% of AVIWEST budget is going into R&D. The funding they have raised is going in primarily all into product development, hiring engineering staff, hiring support staff. Right, Neil? AVIWEST has been very, very busy. So you really need to look at what AVIWEST is doing today. They've made a lot of leaps and bounds in the last couple of years, a lot of really cool, interesting stuff's on the roadmap. So that's a perfect segue. So I think the next webinar Neil and I will do, we haven't set the date yet, but we'll probably do it next month. You know, the product roadmap. I think customers would really like to know where AVIWEST is today, what are the new features that are available today, but where are we going? We would encourage your feedback. You know, if you want to stay in touch with me or Vitovation and be reminded of webinars, ask me questions, receive an ebook on at-home production, text me at 949-755-8881. We'll talk about, you know, new developments in the flagship Pro 3 series, the Air, the Rack. We'll talk about the Mojo Pro app for both iOS and Android. We'll talk about some of the new features and capabilities, receiving, decoding, transcoding, and encoding with the Stream Hub. We have product presentations that Samuel has put together on the Pro 3 and the Air. We can go into that. Mojo Pro app, the manager, how to set up redundancy. You know, many of our customers, you know, their main bread and butter is the production. And, you know, the cloud is not perfect. You know, Amazon can have an outage. And, you know, maybe you want two cloud instances and two different cloud providers. And using, we have a use case, an application presentation where we show we can make 1+1 automatic failover, automatic redundancy, that if something should go out, it'll switch over automatically without any user intervention. So that's been very important to some of our customers. We can do a deeper dive into video return and then the mission-centric workflow. I'm really trying to encourage people to sign up for this private text messaging community I'm building, you know, one-on-one with me. And people that know me, even customers, even conversations with customers, it takes about 5 minutes for me to bring up food. Like, Neil, you're a foodie. Neil actually is a very good cook. I've heard Neil is a very good cook. You got to cook for us sometime, Neil. And he's always.
I send pictures, and it looks good, Yara.
Yes, he sends pictures. Or when Neil comes to Orange County, we usually let him pick the restaurant because he's got the more discerning palate. So to kind of encourage people, you know, I want to give something of value. So I'm not going to spam you. You know, once a month, maybe I'll invite you to a webinar. I'll give you a recent ebook once a month that's been of interest to customers, or that I feel that might be something of value depending upon who you are. And then, you know, as a little reward or an incentive, I think once a month we're going to do, there's a local Italian deli that I like. I'm going to put together a little gift basket. I mean, if you're vegan, I can put, you know, things that are, I'll leave out the salami if you're vegan, but put a little Italian gift basket together. You know, finding good Italian food in Orange County sometimes can be a challenge. You know, I do miss Mott Street and Little Italy. So please sign up for 949-755-8881. And then, you know, of course, you know, normal means of communications. When you engage with Vitovation, if we're talking about Bonded Cellular and AVWest, we bring Neil early on into the application. So, you know, we're doing virtual discovery calls every day with customers. You know, we've been using GoToMeeting and GoToWebinar before Zoom even existed. I don't know, everyone uses Zoom now, Neil. I think Vitovation, when our contract is up with GoToMeeting, maybe we got to switch to Zoom or Teams. So is there anything maybe I forgot to mention? I'm sorry, Neil, I did most of the talking today. Is there anything you want to mention or ask our audience?
No, I'd like to sum it up, you know, just by saying, you know, you've covered a lot of different things in your way. And, you know, told a lot of different stories that of things that we've experienced and customers have experienced. What I would kind of like to sum up as far as Remy production goes is, you know, it's one of those, you know, most of us who've been in the production side, you know, we'll sit there, you know, at times over the years, and it's been, you know, won't it be really cool when, and so much of this world, the bonded cellular world, was always about that. You know, when I first got into it years ago, one of the things I was reminded of was even years before that, we had just put the first ever Avid system in at CNN New York. It was the first one ever that CNN put in, and it was in New York. And me and one of my colleagues from Atlanta were having a beer, kind of, you know, afterwards and over dinner, and we start talking about what ifs, and it was like, and Kevin goes, man, won't it be so cool when we can just slap something on the back of the camera and go live? And this was kind of around the time where Avid was showing that really big digital camera back that was way ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but now we see the implementation and the deployment of this. And it's from everything from using your phone for Mojo Pro app up to and getting closer and closer to being able to do the full-fledged, high-quality remote productions. And 5G is one of the things that will kind of take us there, you know, to that edge. But it's, you know, whether it's with the Mojo app or whether you just need four cameras coming back and you don't need to, you know, you don't need to paint them and you don't need to do it, but you can do a quick switch remote, or next level is, you know, a level of remote control. And then 5G and lower latencies will open up soon the higher levels of remote control, where, you know, it's one thing, you know, for an operator to remotely set, you know, pretty much a static shot or a bunch of static shots around the country even, as compared to trying to run video for a football game on what we used to call holy roller days, where the clouds are rolling in and out. And you need instantaneous. And, you know, that's the more challenging end, but the more, you know, we're able to do more and more and more and overcome the more challenging environments with the technology that's, you know, that's available and soon coming. We're certainly on the upside of the hockey stick. And I think it's exciting times.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 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 Yeah. And then, you know, we'd love to hear about some of the successes, some of the challenges customers have faced, and you know, inventing new applications for the technology. We really want to have a dialogue and figure out solutions to some of the challenges that still exist. You know, and you know, integrating, you know. You know, example to like integrating the CyanView with the AVWest. Maybe there's some other integration Vitovation and AVWest can help with. So reach out to Neil or myself, reach out to the Vitovation team, reach out to the AVWest team. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to engage with you. So it seems like things are getting back to normal. The last couple of days, June 15th, they said we can remove our masks here in Orange County. I'm seeing people, things are slowly getting back to normal. I hope everyone's staying safe and healthy out there. Neil and I have been, you know, our teams have been traveling. So if you feel it's appropriate, we'd love to come and do an in-person demo. We can do things virtually. We do a combination of both. So certainly reach out to us. And thank you, everyone, for joining today. Thank you so much, Neil. And in the coming weeks, look, we're going to try to do one of these a month, right, Neil? So we'll put the schedule out. We got like five or six topics planned over the next couple of months. And if you're not sick of seeing Neil and I, we'd love to see you. Hope you can join. Thank you so much, Neil.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim.
Take care. Take care, everybody. Take care, Neil. Bye for now.